to see you again, Yvette Harad, everybody. Yvette, how are you?
I'm great. It's so great to see you. Thanks for inviting me back. It's been several months, and it's always a pleasure to work with you and see you and connect. And you bring so much light to the industry. I wanted to say that to you, and I thank you. I really do.
I appreciate that. Well, I mean, it's always fun having you on because you're so full of energy, so full of optimism, and you're pretty darn smart too. So we like that's a great recipe. So we like your expertise. I appreciate that. So we appreciate that. All right. So let's do. Let's fire off the show, shall we? All right, everybody. Yes. Thank you very much for those who are watching live. And then for those who may not be watching live at some point, we'll have a recorded version of this by tomorrow. But we are in our, what is it, October already? Probably November, actually, for our Mortgage Monthly, brought to you by the fine folks at CU Members Mortgage. And once again, here with us is CU Members Mortgage's very own Yvette Harad. Yvette, once again, how's it going?
It's going fantastic. I'm excited about what's going on in the industry. I really am.
Yeah. So, and you guys, your mortgage world is like just this roller coaster. No 2 days are the same. It's just every day's an adventure for you guys. So must be quite a bit of fun, I would think. Quite a bit of fun. So what we're doing today, we're mixing a couple of things together. We're mixing football, we're mixing mortgage processing because you're a big football fan. And so I hear that you are quite this football fanatic. So what's the connection with mortgage lending? Because today we're talking tackling mortgage processing and what it takes to win big. So what's the connection here before we get started, Yvette?
Yeah, so let me first start off by saying I am from Washington, D.C., so I'm a Washington native. And with that said, go Washington football team, right? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about my favorite team first. So before you say anything, Mike, don't laugh at me or my team. I know we're a little dysfunctional. I know in DC, we're working things out. We don't even have a name yet, but we're trying to get it together, right?
I like the name of that.
I know, but we don't have a song anymore. It's just we have to get it together, right? But I try to remind all my fans, especially my Dallas Cowboy fans, we do have 3 Super Bowl rings. So I think it's important to mention that very important stat, right?
A little tiny factoid there. Yes.
That's right. So, but all joking aside, when we talk about football, in order for them to win games, they must study the playbook and they must be prepared for any last minute changes, and audible may be called at any time during the game. Well, same with us in the mortgage industry. We must also know our playbook. And although with us, it's knowing mortgage products, current interest rate options, and government and lending guidelines, we must always stay ahead of that game. And then we also have to contend with compliance and industry changes. So I would say that's our little audible. Right. And in football, the goal is to win every game. With us, our goal is to win every loan and opportunity.
Think about
that analogy.
I love it. Nice connection. I love it. Yes. And at least you guys have a football team. We in San Diego, well, they kind of went north to LA. So we're just kind of like, what do we do now?
Right.
But I digress. That's for Sports Center. So let's talk mortgage lending. So, hey, first question up here. Mortgage lending faces a ton of fierce conditions, obviously, from market changes to combative regulatory environment, but it's all manageable with a great team, like you said. So how can processors play defense in the game of lending to be sure that the credit union looks good and the member always closes on time? So what say you, Yvette?
Yeah, I mean, so the COVID-19 pandemic has had a substantial impact on all parts of the financial system, including the real estate and mortgage industries. But here's the good news. I'm always finding a rainbow, as you know, Mike. We are being introduced with improved technology options to combat all of those changes. You know, the best example would be Fannie Mae's new technology enhancements for their desktop underwriting, which will basically provide a pathway to day one certainty. This will reduce paperwork and cycle times. And more importantly, it will assist lenders with efficiency, who could basically help them with their credit risk assessment. So I think that's important.
Yep.
You know, they have new enhancements that's coming up the pike that will improve the mortgage lending landscape with, for example, DU validation service. And basically in layman's term, what that means is Fannie's going to verify information as we input that data, which is powerful. Mm-hmm. And then they're offering appraisal waivers. And I know you know a lot about that. My colleague Rick mentioned that last month in his monthly mortgage podcast, where we just talked about all of the delays. So having waivers as an option is crucial in our process. And then when we do need that appraisal, it's going to provide that certainty that that value matches the value that was estimated on that contract. So I think that's very positive, and it basically accelerates that mortgage process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are just a few lending tool examples that will simplify the lending process. It'll provide the lenders freedom from reps and warrants, which we want every day. Yep. And most importantly, it'll provide better lending experience for the borrower.
And that's the bottom line, right?
It is. That experience. Absolutely.
We're all talking about that experience today. So can you provide, having said that, can you provide best practice ideas credit unions are doing to support their team with their workflows?
Absolutely. So as we noted just a moment ago, the COVID pandemic inadvertently kind of transformed our world in the lending space. We were forced to rely on technology because we moved from working in the office to transforming our entire home, at least half the space, into our work office, right? So with that meant a huge transaction. So that's the key, in my opinion. When you're having to make a transition and you're having to rely on technology, that's what you need to do. Each step of that mortgage process should be defined and streamlined to prevent rework, downtime, and the ugly word, defects. You need that. So customizing your workflows to match loan management needs are key for tracking purposes and the progress of every loan. And then are we utilizing our mortgage charts in an automated environment? Of course, we're not talking about paper here, right? Can be extremely helpful to understand the borrower's loan journey and to reduce wasteful work steps. Now, what about the use of automated notifications to prompt each step and reduce stall time and bottlenecks? Another important aspect, the ability to view data related to the borrower in one centralized place.
Okay.
I've witnessed so many mortgage shops toggling from 3 to 4 separate platforms in order to perform one task. Can you imagine?
Wow.
You know, how time consuming must that be? Mm-hmm. Then you're talking about possible errors. So one centralized platform is crucial. You know, just automating simple and routine processes, especially in the underwriting process, that can, a lot of times you'll see it stalls a little bit in processing because you have complicated loan files. And then are we also streamlining our closing operations where regulatory requirements allow us, of course, in order to reduce the number of days to close? That basically will increase customer satisfaction. And here's the thing. I think we can all agree this Amazon effect has really changed everything. That one click, right? So when we're talking about the mortgage process, borrowers are demanding greater efficiency and faster closing time. So the name of the game is to shorten the turn times. And I believe all of these options that we just kind of went over will improve your mortgage process.
Yeah, no doubt. Dare I say the consumer has been spoiled by that Amazon or that Uber effect, you know, where it's just so, that whole process is just so simple. Like you said, that one click, boom, and it shows up on your doorstep. So
that's— Yes, now we can't guarantee 2-day delivery, but we can, you know, press it a little bit using our technology to streamline the process so we can close in 20 days. Yep. I think that's a remarkable change from back in the day when it was taking 60 days to close a loan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a little stressful times for sure. Hey, let's on to the next question here. So why should a non-mortgage credit union manager care about mortgage loan processing?
This one's an interesting question because, you know,
that too, as I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, because I understand if you depend on a mortgage partner like CU Members Mortgage to complete the mortgage process, you tend to think, what's the importance of credit union involvement? You know, it's not that significant. But see, I beg to differ. I think we should try a different approach. We have to kind of keep in mind new mortgage applications provide opportunities for increased relationship building with the credit union. And what about the opportunity to cross-sell? Cross-promotion basically can be easily achieved when we're staying in contact with the member and we're just not relying on our mortgage partner.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one communication equates to a better member experience. And let's not forget repeat business for mortgages and consumer lending opportunities. Why not utilize this opportunity when an application comes in to become the member's primary and trusted source for all credit union products? At the end of the day, members count on credit unions to protect their best interests.
Indeed, indeed. And so what kinds of things are processors doing today that make sure the loan score that Loan scores a great experience. What are they doing?
Yep. I'm hoping you see the analogy with the football again in that question.
I like the score. Yes, I see it.
Oh, you know, let's go back to my favorite sport. On the football field, you must be in command of every aspect of that game. Well, guess what? Same here. We have to be in command of every aspect of our loan. Mm-hmm. So that means comprehensive analysis of the loan. That's a meticulous review process that's necessary to give an objective insight into the borrower profile and also ensuring that documents are in place. Mm-hmm. What about utilizing our automated tools to move at the speed that your borrowers expect and deserve? And are we relying on our technology to reduce data input errors and calculating mishaps? I've recently visited a friend who works at another mortgage lender. I saw employees utilizing old school calculators or their phones to compute debt to income ratio and loan to value. I was blown away.
Yeah.
So what's that saying? That's saying that we're not utilizing the technology that we have available. And, you know, we all know that old ways and old habits can sometimes derail the entire process. So let's not go back to those old ways. I think we need to utilize that technology. And then are we optimizing the pre-underwriting process? Now that process may look differently in every lender, but with us, we're utilizing the pre-underwriting to basically filter out all the applications so that those funds or those loans that may not fund, whether it's lack of assets or credit bureau disputes, we're catching that in the pre-underwriting process so that we're not slowing up the underwriting process.
Yep.
We're organizing all the necessary documents and other mandatory inclusions ahead of the underwriting process, such as validating the desktop findings, performing a fraud analysis, which is key, hence saving that underwriter some time so that when it hits their desk, you know, they have the hardest job. I'm sure we can all agree. So we're allowing them that process. So they're not having to look over our work. Everything's fine-tuned and well-documented so that they can do their part.
Yeah.
Preparing a loan for underwriting will improve so much efficiency. And I will say we have an ultimate goal as CU members, and that is to provide a full loan approval during first underwriting submission. And I'm happy to report we're having great success at that. So that pre-underwriting process is really helping the underwriters out. And of course, you know, it just helps us all through that process. Then we're getting to closing quicker.
Exactly.
So again, hence that 20-day closing, which is our ultimate goal, or sooner, hopefully.
Which equals a happy member.
Yes. And then, you know, now that we're talking about the pre-underwriting process and even what the process is due, I think something else we should basically consider is, do we have experts at the compliance part of it? You know, do you have someone that can verify quality assurance and compliance? In this constant changing world that we were talking about, it's mandatory for all of us to meet the growing requirements of regulatory compliance because it's changing daily. So good documentation practices and data integrity, that helps identify competing regulations and establish tight process controls, which basically strengthens our operation. So having qualified and knowledgeable team members can help strengthen your overall process. Now, we've talked about all the technical stuff. Let's not forget continuous borrower engagement. We can't forget that. That's the whole goal.
Yep.
You know, are we solely relying on email and digital options? Here's a thought. Pick up the phone. Let's contact our borrowers. What happened to good old-fashioned verbal communication? Trust me, it works wonders. If you receive a borrower's voicemail, okay, leave them a message, but we can also send them a text as a follow-up. Why are we relying on one form of communication when we have additional options? So I think just using all scopes that we have available will provide the lender with a happy experience, which is what we want.
Yep, completely, completely. And how can this create a better experience for the member? I kind of have an idea of what you're going to say here, but I'd just love to get your take for everybody else's sake.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I've learned. We cannot rely on technology alone, which is why the human element is so vitally important. You know, so get to know your borrower, build real trustworthy relationships by connecting on a personal level. Mm-hmm. You know, are you readily available to educate and advise? You know, being a financial expert with comprehensive knowledge about the mortgage industry is what the borrower expects. You know, one aspect I think we sometimes forget, home buying can be a stressful experience, especially for first-time home buyers. Mm-hmm. So take that additional stress off your borrower by advising what to expect, educate them on options and walk them through that entire home buying process. Be transparent and open with the information provided. Sometimes it's not always good news. We may need additional information that may, you know, kind of upset the borrower. So why not kind of basically explain to them why it's needed. Mm-hmm. And then here's my biggest pet peeve. And I think we talked about this before. Refrain from utilizing mortgage lingo.
Please.
Knowing mortgage terminology is like learning a foreign language for the very first time. I'm sure you remember that in high school, right? Oh, yeah. It can be so difficult. So streamline that process so that they're not having to look up what FHA means and VA. Break it down to them so that they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And then just some other things that I like to talk about is, are we offering alternative settlement options such as home closings, or here's my favorite, e-closings, which are innovative ways to provide a flexibility to, as we know, a very busy home buyer. Both methods are reshaping the entire mortgage experience, and I think it's paying off dividends. I really do.
Yeah,
agreed. We just have to be flexible and innovative in the way we provide customer service. So here's another example. If we're requiring additional pay stuff from the borrower, why not ask the borrower to take a picture and securely send it our way?
Yep.
So again, use those different methods that we have to allow the borrower different solutions. You know, mm-hmm. we don't always have to go with, definitely not mail, but we also have uploading as an option as well. Mm-hmm. So being flexible and staying engaged with the borrower through every aspect of the process. And here's the thing, I think we can all agree, the best part of the transaction is watching a homeowner receive keys to their home. Ooh, why not be on site to help congratulate them and meet a family member or two? Hey, is increasing membership a bad thing, or is that what we're looking to do?
Precisely.
So a successful bar experience equates to three things. We'll just kind of break it down to three.
Sure.
A fast end-to-end digital process, quick loan approval, and frequent status updates to the borrower. That's basically your magic formula.
Mm-hmm.
Just those three things.
And you think about it, the mortgage loan. I mean, this is at the minimum, it's a 30-year relationship, you know? So why not go above and beyond and create like that flexibility that you're talking about? So, oh my gosh. Yeah. Really, really good stuff here. Is that, hey, another question for you, the evolving mortgage market always intercepts a good workflow. What's next for processors to deal with today?
You know, the real estate market is changing rapidly. So what I like to focus on is the biggest impact to the homeowner, which is the increase in housing demand.
Mm-hmm.
When the demand for housing is high, but supply is low, mm-hmm. home prices often rise, which is why we're seeing this huge uptick in higher home prices. And then I have a statistic, because I know you love those.
I like
in
numbers.
In 2021, home prices rose 18.4%. And it's predicted to rise an additional 15.4% in 2022. So that's a huge difference.
Wow.
You know, so interesting enough, this is what blows me away. I noticed that mortgage publications and industry experts focus on the market aspect, statistics here, statistic mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
But what we don't focus on is how it impacts the homeowner. Home buyers worry about qualifying for a different mortgage program and can they still afford to buy it? You know, for example, if they're qualified for a $300,000 loan, but due to the housing demand, that same home now is selling for $350,000, how can they locate down payment assistance programs?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need mortgage insurance now? Whereas in the beginning, they were putting down 20%.
Right.
It's changing their entire scope of the loan. So it's important as mortgage experts that we have comprehensive knowledge to assist the home buyer and help them make the best decision for not only them, but their entire family. And then lastly, as the real estate market kind of goes through its ebbs and flows and compliance too, we at CU Members Mortgage are focused on creating new ways to simplify our process by utilizing the latest technology in order to deliver the best possible experience for our borrowers and future homeowners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, Yvette. Once again, I'm going to have to use another sports analogy.
I like it.
You hit a home run on this one again.
Thank you.
Sorry, it's a baseball term, not a football term. So
I like it. I like it. I'm a sports gal, so I like it either way.
There you go. Yeah, you crushed it on this one for sure. Anything else here to add to wrap up? Yvette? Because I think this is just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to remember that we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And at HearC Members Mortgage, we're here to transform and simplify the mortgage process because we understand that empowering home ownership is vital. And we just always want to be that number one mortgage lending for you. So I'm hoping that you can share with your viewers. For more information, please go to www.cumembers.com. We'll be happy to talk with you and help you with anything you may need. And Mike, thanks again for inviting me to this amazing show. Oh, I love, 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 love connecting with you.
Well, we love, love, love having you on. So thank you very much for coming up, bringing your energy, your positive attitude and your expertise. We always enjoy it. We can't have enough of that these days, Yvette. So thank you so much. And I have one final question for you.
Yes.
It's been bugging me throughout the whole interview. So you're a fan of Washington football team and you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
How does that work?
I was saying that if a Dallas Cowboy fan is listening to this podcast, I want them to understand, although they're at the head of our division, we do have the capabilities of turning it around because we do have three Super Bowl rings. I just think they need to be reminded of that sometimes. Yes. They get kind of mighty, you know?
I was about to say, how does somebody do that?
Please don't do that. Don't do that, Mike.
I apologize profusely for going down that road. Oh, goodness. All right.
Great question, though, and clarification.
clarification, indeed. All right. Well, thank you again, Yvette. Appreciate the time, as always. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Hey, and but don't go away, everybody, because in 30 days, we're going to have Carrie Fenwick coming on as well with some more great information
just
like Yvette provided today. So we will have all that information on the live cast page here really, really soon. And if you missed any of this, we'll have the recording on the live cast page as well. And we'll send out that information to you as well. So again, Yvette, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it and look forward to the next one for sure.
Thanks, Mike.